Good morning. It's Sunday, January 12th, 2014. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
We're going to help you with your New Year's resolutions.
What? Okay.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody resolve to do something new?
Sure.
So, winter classes are starting Monday at a lot of places in the area, including Track Theater, mm-hmm. which has classes for ages as young as four. And goes clear up to grades 8 to 12. They're doing a class called The Hunger Games Meets Romeo and Juliet.
Oh. But that's a popular one.
I am fascinated by this. Students will explore themes found in both texts, reinterpret scenes from both stories, and using skills in acting, writing, and stage combat, discover what makes both of these epic tales resonate with young adults.
Okay.
There you go. Find out more at Trike Theater in Bentonville. Also in Bentonville, Crystal Bridges Museum has a whole raft of classes, including Saturday art classes. Discover a new artist each week by exploring the galleries and working with a variety of art supplies in the studio. And those start on January 25th. It's $45 for three classes. They also have a printmaking series with Amber Paradin, which would be a lot of fun, doing a line of cut. And those start February 5th. Northwest Arkansas Community College has a bunch of arts classes starting on Monday, including studio recording, vocal jazz, jazz band 1 and 2, the history of rock and roll, ballroom dance, and hip-hop dance.
That sounds fun.
A lot of fun.
Find out more at nwacc.edu. Art Center of the Ozarks classes. The first one starts on Wednesday, I believe. It's an art exploration for homeschoolers. They have classes for little people as young as two.
Oh, my.
Shiloh Museum has not classes, but Wednesday opportunities to learn every month. Their Sandwiched In series. And this coming week is Weaving Warmth, Uncovering Ozark Coverlets at noon on Wednesday. Arts Live Theater classes don't start until February 3rd in Fayetteville, but you can find out more at artslivetheater.com. And the Community Creative Center and the Nadine Baum Studios has a really cool, they have classes starting this week, but they have a really cool thing called a tapas workshop.
Tapas?
Now, you're not making food.
That's what I was going to ask. The food.
No, not making food. But they're doing like the concept in little bitty classes that happen once. They have an intro to clay, a taste of mosaic tile, a sip of watercolors, a serving of acrylics, bejeweled, and a little bit of the potter's wheel, an introduction to linocut. And these start February 6th. So you can find out more at thecommunitycreativecenter.org.
So if you want to know about some of these things, but don't really want to commit yet, this is the perfect little
snippet.
Yeah,
you want to go and taste it.
Very good.
So get out there and resolve something. I have to go to the gym.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.